You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Colucci, P.I., the anti-politics show, okay? Like I say at the start of the show every week, if you dialed in to hear some yelling and screaming about politics, you've got the wrong channel. Turn someplace else. You can find a lot of that on TV and on other radio stations. So we are here tonight. The topic tonight is the Flint, Michigan never-ending water crisis. And I'm going to read a little bit about this before I introduce my guest. Okay, the Flint water crisis began in 2014 after the drinking water source for the city of Flint, Michigan was changed from Lake Huron and the Detroit River to a less costly source of the Flint River. Due to insufficient water treatment, lead leached from water pipes into the drinking water, exposing over 100,000 residents to elevated lead levels. After a pair of scientific studies proved lead contamination was present in the water supply, a federal state of emergency was declared, and Flint residents were instructed to use only bottled or filtered water for drinking, cooking, cleaning, bathing, and so on and so forth. Some officials have alleged that as early 2017, the water quality had returned to acceptable levels. However, as of January 2019, that's right, just a couple months ago, officials and residents still say they have much doubt over that statement about the water in Flint is safe to drink. All the lead pipes are being replaced, which is expected to be completed in 2019. They are estimated 2,500 lead service lines still in place as of April 2019. I'm going to introduce somebody that's born and raised in Michigan. He has a really good background. He's a reporter. He's done stuff for CBS. He's done stuff for Fox. He's an investigative reporter. He's been involved in many, many different things. He's worked cases for me. He investigated things on his own out in the, you know, Midwest, closer by Connecticut, tri-state area, and he's one of the best. So I'd like to welcome to the show Joe Cochran. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Vito. It's good to be with you and have this show back. Your show's doing well, and it's a privilege to be back with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time since I talked to you. Joe, you just recently, and I was very happy to see it, you just recently won a very big award, and I saw pictures on Facebook of you, and you were even in tears as you accepted the award, and you were talking there. I don't mean to embarrass you, but yes, I do. I mean to embarrass you a little bit, but it was a really prestigious award. And why don't you say what that was for?
Macomb, Michigan, it's really just outside Detroit. They have what's called the Macomb County Hall of Fame, and they only induct every 2 years. It's a very elite group to get in with. I never expect to get nominated, let alone inducted, but I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and the tears of joy that you see in that picture, and I'm proud to say, was my induction speech to the Hall of Fame. And outside of becoming a dad and, you know, having a great family around me, this is the biggest award I've ever received. And we've won some national awards here locally, but this one really takes the cake. This is a great award, and I was so lucky to be going in with the people I went in with.
Yeah, and you may want to explain to the people, too, because I started off the show by saying about CBS and Fox and investigative reporter. They're probably saying, well, what's this sports Hall of Fame? Why don't you tell them what else that you've done over the years? between football and basketball, and the kids love you. I know the kids love you. I see the pictures and I see the results.
I did over some 1,500 sporting events in my lifetime between the three networks, but mainly at TV Warren, which I spent 20 years and won two NATOA awards, which is like winning an Emmy on regular broadcast television. So I was spent 20 years there. Then CBS came and got me, and we did what was called the CBS Sports Report for Channel 62 in the Detroit area. And so I produced there. Fox opened the door for me to come and broadcast, which I was doing at TV Warren. I just love broadcasting, and I couldn't wait to put the headset back on. So I've done about 10 years with them as far as a broadcaster for the football playoffs. And, of course, my investigative writing has taken me through the Aaron Hernandez trial, which I did with you. I spent four shows with you reporting from Boston, Massachusetts on that, and we had it correctly from the beginning that there would be a conviction in that case. And, of course, then I moved on to the Underwood case, Daniel Underwood. Some of your listeners may remember it, but I was brought on by Warner Brothers, and we did a one-hour national show that eventually attracted over 1 million viewers as we try to solve the case, which is ruled a suicide, but we know it's a homicide, and they're still on the trail of the killer there. So I love the investigative writing. I love the sports. I tell you, you ask me to choose one, I can't, but I'll tell you, when Vito comes calling, there's where I go.
Well, thank you very much. I'll give you the $8 I promised you after the show. Thank you.
It was $8.50, but we'll keep it in.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Get a nice pizza. Anyway, you know, what I want to know, you're born and raised there, and we've talked about Detroit years ago. We talked about it and all the problems. Now, you know, Flint, Michigan, up to maybe a week or so ago, I always thought, okay, they got the water problem. You got to drink out of the bottled water and this and that. And I really didn't, unfortunately, in my mind, delve into whatever else that happens. Now, the Flint thing is back on TV, people talking about it. And the other day, I saw a lady who's been living there that cannot sell her house. And the people there in Flint cannot sell their house because what I understood from the lady, okay, this is not just taking a drink of water out of a bottle, okay? This is bathing. This is nothing on the stove, no water, no soup you can make unless you do the bottled water, and that's very expensive, like the lady says, to keep doing that, okay? And there's so many different things you cannot do. You can't brush your teeth unless you have the bottled water.
Exactly. And, you know, there were a lot of organizations from the Detroit Pistons and many other sports teams in the area and colleges that were donating bottles of water. But that has now – they officially have come out with a report that they don't need any more bottled water, that the water is safe. But you know what?
Do you believe that, Joe Cochran? Do you believe that?
I do not. If you told me –
Do you drink the water? Do you drink the water out of the tap?
I do not. I would not drink it. I'm 40 miles from Flint and would not drink it. And talk about this young lady that you heard about couldn't sell her home. The values have gone down. This will now stick around for years. People are going to say, if the people that are living there are not sure, what are you going to do if you're looking to buy a home or start up raising a family in Flint? I'll give you an idea. 6,000 to 12,000 kids have been contaminated with this water. That's
right.
With this lead damage. How many people are going to take their family and try to start in Flint? You can't sell a home there. I don't believe you could give away a home. I wouldn't take one. And it's a shame that here we are 5 years later and there's still a lot of doubt on what's going on. People still turn on their water and they get some funny color in there and, you know, painted brown. I mean,
yep.
It's fearful. I mean, this is the United States of America. If you or I were to commit some kind of act that would have caused even accidentally some water to be tainted or poisoned, we'd be in jail.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is how terror attacks are done through the water system.
It just amazed me to watch and to see, you know, inside the house and see bottles all over the place, plastic containers. And people telling you it's okay to do that. I'll be honest with you. I don't drink the water in any place. You know, I've only really lived in two places, you know, and I don't drink the tap water. Maybe I'm so used to the really good bottled water, but, you know, as soon as I taste it, it's kind of like I'm almost, you know, going with my mouth, you know, just because the taste isn't right to me. We're going to be going to a hard break in a minute, Joe, but we got a lot to talk about in this because I'm going to come back with some outcomes of what's been going on here, and it's not pretty. So everybody, please stand by. We're going to go to a break. We got Joe Cochran. Stand by. People, you got 100,000 people initially out in Flint. I'm sure many of them have moved. And I'm sure they couldn't even imagine something like this happening all this time. I'm going to read some coordinates on what's going on. Okay, the outcome so far, okay, Joe, the outcome so far has been 6 to 12,000 children exposed to lead, public health state of emergency. Joe, there's been 79 lawsuits, numerous investigations. Now you got, it sounds like back when I worked undercover, you got 4 resignations, you got 4 firings, you got 5 suspensions, you got 15 criminal indictments. And the sorry part is you got 12 people that died from Legionnaires' disease. I mean... You've heard the scuttlebutt. You told me a couple of days ago you've been in Flint, Michigan quite a few times in your life. I mean, what does anybody say to you about this stuff? I mean, they can't, unless they got a lot of money, Joe, like we just said, they can't sell their house. They can't even get out of this. And maybe they got a mortgage too and they're stuck with that. And the lady just said, I can't walk out the door here. We can't do nothing.
Well, 2 things that stick out to me. There's been several thousand lawsuits now filed by the residents. And let this sink in. Of course, the 12 deaths to disease is a tragedy. The kids that have been in the school system that have drank the water. Let's think about the women who were expecting, who were pregnant. They are now, we're talking major birth defects. And it has proven now the women who have given birth. Since then, a lot of the babies have all kinds of problems, both neurological and otherwise. And this is going to be – this is you're going to read about this. Let's say the water tomorrow that the top people in the United States said, come out, the water's fine, we could sell a home, you can move here. The damage is done because now you're going to have these kids. How many hundreds were born during this period of time? That the women were drinking water, boiling water, and they've exposed their unborn child to this water. That is the part that really will tug at your heart.
Well, I know. I'm reading here, Joe. Several lawsuits, like I have mentioned, have been filed against government officials on the issue, and investigations, of course, have been opened. On January 5th, 2016, the city was declared to be in a state of emergency. Well, that's pretty good after a couple of years by the governor, I guess the then governor, I guess, Rick Snyder, before President Obama declared it to be in a federal state of emergency, authorizing additional help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. Right at the same time, they authorized this help. It's 2019, Joe. You know, I feel one of those people on TV that have their own shows that just scream about it. What are we going to do about this? you know. Four government officials, one from the city of Flint, two from Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and one from the Environmental Protection Agency. You know what they said? They resigned. You know, they did the typical, you know, I got to spend more time with my family, you know, missing, you know, when it was really mishandling of the crisis. And, you know, another staff member fired. And like I said before, 15 criminal cases filed against all these local and state officials. Joe, this is one of the most horrible things our country, maybe we can put some of the other matters that maybe are not that important. Here you got a major city that needs something to happen right away. I don't know. Is it the pipes, Joe? I'm reading here about the pipes.
Yes.
But what can they do? Can't they go to where the problem area is and do what they have? Or it's going to be, we don't have the money to do it, I think is going to be the bottom line, Joe.
They've worked on some of them. They've still got more to go as far as putting the pipe system in there. I think I read somewhere where there were been 7,000 pipes that have been redone, but they want to get, there's another 12,000 that they need to get to.
Wow. Yeah, I'm reading here. There's infrastructure repairs and medical treatment. Long-term effects of lead poisoning. Okay, it's a horrible thing to like. I watched that lady's face, and she was just talking to the host of the show from her house, and she just said, "Look," he says, "can't even." I remembered the lady asked her, "How about showers?" And she said, "Well, you know, that's the only thing we do. We don't have a choice." You know, we go in the shower. We have to clean up. There's no other way we could do it. We don't have any other people's homes or anything to go to. And, you know, even with that, knowing that this is dirty, filthy water you're putting on your body.
And you hate to get down to dollars and dimes, but now we have to look at things, Vito, that this has now had a price tag of well over $400 million.
Oh, boy.
The city of Flint cannot afford $400 million. Now you understand why the piping and all the reconstruction that's going on is going to hit a slowdown, because the funds just are not there. We have a new governor now. I don't know what steps she's going to take, but the Flint water crisis was one of her top three. She talked about the roads, and she talked about car insurance, and the Flint water crisis was right up there. It's got to be taken care of. And who's going to foot the price tag, the bill on this? And still then, you still have problems with property values. Property values aren't worth a nickel there. Try to sell a home, as you said.
It is. It really, you know, being an ex-cop and being a PI 29 years and everything else, and I've seen a lot of stuff just like you have in reporting these things and going on the scene and murder cases and everything else. But you sit and you say, you know, this is amazing. You know, this is amazing what's going on here. Never heard of such a thing that's this bad. And I'm looking here, too. How is that new mayor, I guess, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver? Is she the mayor that's there right now?
Yes, there's lawsuits flying there, too. There's been a whistleblower act. Supposedly some of the funds, I haven't delved too far into this, but there's been some misappropriated use of the funds that's supposed to be going toward the water problem that they have there. And there's lawsuits flying there. 15 people have been indicted. They've got a special prosecutor. She's being sued. There's a young lady, her name escapes me. She's filed a whistleblower lawsuit saying what's been going on in the city of Flint. So you even got corruption when you've got a catastrophe like this. People are misusing funds. There, you know, nobody has any conscience anymore.
You know, this is, before we head to the break, this is the biggest thing going on in our country today is the corruption, the money. Money is disappearing all over the country. The cities, the states are broke, they're saying. You know, why? Because, you know, people in the know and people that know how to do these kind of things, or at least they do until they say they're sorry in front of a microphone down the road, are taking all the stuff. And we're going to, on that note, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back with Joe Cochran on this horrible situation in Flint, Michigan.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living.
water. Now, Dirty Water, in this song, is talking about, as the singer will say in a while, he'll say, I love that dirty water, Boston, you're my home, or something, Boston, you're my town. And we're not talking about Boston, of course, we're talking about Flint, Michigan. But, you know, it's unbelievable. The Boston Red Sox kind of adopted that song. I think they sing it at some of their ball games. But this is no laughing matter or no joking matter to sing what's going on in Flint, Michigan. You know, I'm thinking back years ago, Joe, we were talking about Detroit and all the problems in Detroit. Okay.
Right.
Now imagine being, I can't even imagine being the governor, because the Detroit thing, I think from everything I read, is still pretty bad. All right.
Yes. Crime is high.
Yeah. Crime is very high. And now you got the Flint, Michigan thing. And now you're the governor, and all you're going to get is telling you know, the secretary or the administrative assistant's going to come in and say, you know, governor, we got all these calls here. What are they about? Well, there's something on the Flint water. Something's about their kid just got killed in Detroit. And it's amazing. It's just amazing. Now, you had something you were going to bring up that's interesting. Go ahead, Joe, for the listeners.
Well, there's a lot of finger pointing going along, and there's not one person to blame, but you know, the state could have stepped in, and this was first brushed off as possibly something that'll just go away or is not that serious. And it goes between the governor's office and the mayor's office in Flint. I point the finger at both. Somebody dropped the ball in between these two places, and by the time they really took this serious, it then had to become a national disaster by the president at that time, President Obama. But Rick Snyder let this go for a long time. The people in Flint are pointing the fingers at the state of Michigan. The state of Michigan is pointing at Flint. And in the meantime, they wish they only had dirty water.
Did Snyder try to run again, or did he just cop out of the place?
He's term limited.
Oh, he's term limited. Okay. So in other words, he still would have wanted to be there, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing.
He didn't take as much more heat than he did. But, yeah, you can only serve two terms as a governor in the state of Michigan. This was done back in the 90s.
And these are four-year terms, right? Four-year or two-year?
Yeah, so four-year. And it was part of the Tea Party. He was a Tea Party
right.
candidate when the Tea Party was pretty big at the time.
Yeah, right.
And so now we have Gretchen Whitmer, and all eyes are going to be on her because – she's promised a lot of change on roads, insurance, and the Flint water crisis. And, you know, somebody said, Governor, this is back when Snyder was there, if you feel so sure that the water is going to be okay and it's fine now, come up and have a drink. And nobody took him up. Nobody wants to go up and have a drink of water.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's an interesting part. You know, oh, no, go on, taste the water. The water is fine. You know, I hear that so many places. Across the country, you know, there'll be a water problem, and then it's almost like that funny commercial that's on television, where a guy is given water in this kind of a store type setting, and a guy saying, "Oh, you know, our filter system, we have the lowest amount of lead in our water than anybody. So here, have a glass." And the guy's saying, "Lowest amount? I don't care. I don't want no water that has any amount in it." They kind of, you know, pulling a trick on him, you know. And I tell you, it's terrible because for these people, we talked about losing their home, but where's the money come from every week, you know? And the carting around, how about if you're older people, it's an older husband and wife, and they got to bring all these containers of water back to their house each time and this and that. Do you have a process out there for the bottles? You get money? Do they tax? Do you have to bring bottles back to get nickels and dimes back, or no?
No deposit. No deposit on bottled water here.
Okay, well that's good at least. That's good.
You know what? The one line I'd like to get out there to you, and this is one I use: how would a town of 100,000 lose access to something as basic drink clean water in the United States of America? 100,000 people in that city, and they can't even have. You know, feel safe about drinking water. It almost puts a chill down my spine.
I'm surprised, and I hate to say it, I'm surprised there hasn't been rioting and all crazy stuff going on, because this is kind of like, you know, this is 5-6 years of this stuff going on.
Just celebrated the 5th anniversary of it, and you're right on there. There were a lot of protests. They were peaceful, but the people, the citizens of Flint are just really, I mean, disturbed is too mild of a word. They're really, really upset, Vito. And you know what? You talked about the tears in my eyes when I was at that banquet. The tears in my eyes every time I see a story on Flint. This is my next-door neighbor. My next-door neighbor cannot drink water. You know, I mean, this
is just
right here.
How about the toddlers? How about the babies and the toddlers? I mean, you know, a lot of things have to be mixed with water and this and that, and you know, the kid just wants a drink, or accidentally the toddler goes to the sink. Well, you know, mommy or grandma's in the other room, and they just, you know, accidentally poured himself some water in a cup or something. You know,
can you imagine the panic on the parent?
Yep. I tell you, I wanted to do this on the show after a week ago, seeing a headline on TV, and finally realizing in my head, this is everything. Brushing your teeth, this is every single thing, making soup, doing all this stuff, that it can't be done, you know?
You can't bathe? How about you can't bathe your baby?
I know. But I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, we've spent a lot of thing, infrastructure stuff going on, but there's so much. See, the country has gotten so bad between the bridges and all that stuff, the streets, the water situation, that it's like you said before, it's going to be millions and millions and millions of dollars just to do this. And I don't know. It's terrible. Thing that strikes me is you worked hard. A lot of these people worked hard throughout the years to buy a house, okay? They worked very hard to get that money for a down payment, everything like that. Now, some of them maybe have their house paid off, okay? Some of them are still got a mortgage. But either way, either if you want to sell the house and go to one of a retirement home or move away from Flint, and go to someplace else where you can live nice, and nobody can even do that. You know?
Go ahead, Vito. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, they're going to have to, you know, get a van, a travel van that can pick up anything that belongs to them that's important, and just say, hey, just take the important things with us. Just leave the house. And that's what people were doing during the recession, a lot of people, where they had such a big mortgage and the bank wouldn't help them and they couldn't get out of all this kind of stuff. They just walked out the door, left the keys.
Here's a stat for you. What's going on in Flint and what has happened the last 5 years makes 2008, 2009 look like an economic boom.
Yeah, that's right. That really is, because
–
I know. See, we hear all the good stuff, and there is good stuff. Okay, I mean, it's a lot of good stuff is going on. I have to admit with that type of thing. People, you know, there's jobs out there. There's this, there's that, and everything like that. But what about this? You know, and I don't even hear much about it anymore. To be honest with you, I don't know. Do you have an investigative other than yourself, of course? Do you have other people in Flint and nearby cities that are top investigative reporters for newspapers and everything like that? Do you have somebody that the people know by name and say, oh, yeah, let Joe Smith get a hold of this. We need him.
No, and it seems like we need somebody. I'm not in touch with the people in the local news at Flint. I do have a few friends that went there to work, and they said there's really nobody outside the local reporters in Flint covering the story.
Wow. Wow. I'm reading some other notes here from 2014. I'll come back with this after the break. But
okay.
I'm looking at this. The one thing says April 25th, 2014. After construction delays, the water source switched to the Flint River is completed. This date is considered the start of the water crisis. Okay, that started it all there. But we'll talk about more with another thing I didn't even know about until I found it in my research. So, Joe, stand by. We're going to go to our last segment in a minute or two. And we're here with Joe Cochran, award-winning reporter, and investigative reporter, and everything. Stand by.
And yet I fight, and yet I fight this battle. Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times, they are a-changing.
Coming back to the song, which was a song years ago that came out, The Times, They Are a-changing. And that goes back like 40, 50 years. Maybe not this version here, I'm not sure. But, you know, a lot of good words and lyrics in that song. Wow, it was interesting to hear that one. All right, Joe, we are back with the never-ending unfortunate battle about could be a good made-for-TV movie, too, and showing all the stuff in between or whatever if they had enough evidence. But anyway, in my research, I found this interesting point, Joe. In October 2014, okay, and I never noticed. I don't even know if you know this. You may know it. You know everything. Flint's General Motors truck assembly plant discontinues using Flint tap water due to corroding engine parts from high levels of chlorine. Now, let me say that again so our listeners understand it. This is General Motors, the truck assembly plant. Discontinues using Flint tap water due to corroding engine parts from high level of chlorine. What was happening before that when they were using it? Maybe, you know, obviously they didn't know. You can't blame the workers at the plant. But, I mean, corroding engine parts, okay? Talk about a dangerous situation, all right?
That's possible major recalls coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Did you know that?
I had only heard that there was a problem that they were going to quit using the tap water. I did not hear about worried about the body parts of the car.
Wow, that's amazing, though. It's amazing. You know, it cracks me up when I see all the time in any kind of city where, you know, back in Connecticut, you know, the bridges and all these parkways, everything's corroded, all the highways, you know, it's corroded and this is bad. You know, they notify, okay, over the years now, this is deteriorating. Now, what cracks me up is one unfortunate incident where two or three or four people die because of what collapses or something like that, they have to come up with millions and millions of dollars. Obviously through some kind of insurance company that the state will have. But, you know, it makes me laugh because why don't you take care of this stuff before you have to pay out all this thing, you know? So,
you know what the bottom line on?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vito.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
The bottom line of all this is just like a lot of things in this country, in this world. Why did the Flint crisis happen? Because they thought they could save money from bringing the water in from the Flint water.
That's a good point. That is a great point. We started off the show with that, and now we're near the end. That's right. I read that. The drinking water source for the city of Flint, Michigan, was changed from Lake Huron and the Detroit River to a less costly source of the Flint River. Amazing. Well, what I want to do is leave enough time, Joe, for you to tell the people how to contact you via email, whatever. You've done a lot of things. You've been all over the country helping people, working cases. You've done stuff for me. You've won awards. You've been with CBS. You've been with Fox. Tell the people how they can reach you if they're interested, even to talk to you about a situation.
Well, now's a great time to get a hold of me because I'm kind of in a transition here of what I'm going to do, especially after this Hall of Fame induction and certain directions I want to go and being back with you, Vito. But you can get a hold of me on Facebook. And it's just Joe Cochran, spelt C-O-C-H-R-A-N. Reach me on Facebook as a friend there. If I've got an answer for you, I'll give it to you. If I don't, I won't prolong it or pretend I do know. Please reach me on Facebook. You can also reach
me on
Twitter.
And let me tell the listeners that. On Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, if it's something private, you go on the message area. You can send him a message that only he will see, and he can report, send an answer to only you. Okay, so keep that in mind.
And you can also reach me on Twitter at Joe M. The M stands for Mark, Joe M. Cochran. You'll see a picture of me sitting there with Wayne State University behind me. Or you could email me at sportstv1000@yahoo.com. That's all lowercase letters, sportstv, and then the number 1000@yahoo.com. And I'd be glad to hear from you if you just want to tell me what you thought about the show, or if you have something maybe that you need some expert advice on, I'd be glad to help you out.
Oh, that is great. That is great. So it'll be exciting for me, Joe, and ladies and gentlemen, to see the different directions, because I've watched Joe now over the years get better and better, not only with his work, but things happening in his life. Going to Dallas on a major, major murder case that's I've been following for several years, and just the things that happened. And ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing about a guy here, and I've seen his pictures, and I've seen his interaction, be it football, high school or college football or basketball, baseball. You see the kids loving him. Okay, I mean, I think that you get doused, I don't know if that's the right word, have water poured on you after a game, and people want to lift you up and walk you around because they love you, right?
Absolutely. The water was definitely, it was bottled water, so I was okay.
Bottled water, that's good. That's good. You saw on the side of the bottle Flint, and you ran away. So
I ran as fast as I could.
Yeah. No, but it's nice because I know from working with kids in baseball for several years, it's a nice thing to do, and just the fun with the kids and all of that stuff. So, Joe, let me ask you this. I used to do this on the old show. I haven't done it yet with the new show here. Let's say 7-10 years from now, what does Joe Cochran want to be doing, if you can? It could be anything.
Like,
you could say laying on a beach. You could say, I want to do this. I want to in this area. I want to work in here. What?
There's a couple things I'd like to do. I like that beach part, but I'd like to be reading my book that I write about all the high school sports that I covered, the hundreds of names that would come up there. And I also want to get into a true crime investigative book, which would include the Daniel Underwood murder.
Okay. Okay, on the line of a
Vito Colucci.
On the line of a rogue town.
Yeah, on the line of a rogue town.
All right. Well, listen, we are out of time. They're throwing things at me here in the studio, so I better say my goodbye to you, Joe. Joe, it's been a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you got his email. Check him out. And until we meet again next Sunday night, same time, same station on the Biz Talk channel. We are on, as well as many others, the Biz Talk Radio. All right? We say goodnight for now. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.